Okay, now we actually got it on. So we're here with Kevin again. So what we got for the lineup we're looking forward to? You said that next year's going to be really big for everything. So we're looking forward to anything that we can hear. So we got any inside gossip or you're going to suddenly mum up on me?
What? I don't know what
Give
you're talking
about.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you or did you not have relations with that Borg? I need to know. No. So we got Sobieski coming out. We got the preview edition here.
Well. What's coming up is The Disavowed.
Okay, yeah.
The Sovietsky, Secrets of the Atlanteans, All Four Rifts. Those books, especially The Disavowed and Heroes of Humanity, which is already available, and Heroes of Humanity Arsenal are kind of setting the stage for something big that's going to happen next year.
So maybe a whole new story arc, kind of like with the Siege of Tolkien, maybe? Or can you not? You can't confirm nor deny?
He's grinning. it'll make Siege and Tolkien look like a picnic.
Excellent. All right, so a lot of things in works. Now, do you have lineups for anything off of Rifts at the moment?
Oh, yeah, we got all kinds of things cooking.
Hit us. I mean, of course, we've got the Rifters, of course, that are coming out. Always enjoy them. I've got the newest one. I love some of the new stuff in here.
We have several source books in the pipeline for Palladium Fantasy and Heroes Unlimited.
You know, my favorite source book for fantasy is the Library of Letharad.
Yeah, it's
and
a great
it's
book.
It's just because there's so many quest lines you can go through in there. It's full of potential.
Yep.
That's my favorite part of it. Everyone's laughing at me over here. I don't give a damn. I'm doing an interview. I'm awesome. Oh, hi. How you doing, Roger?
Oh.
Say hi.
Hi, guys.
Okay.
We're laughing.
All right.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Roger played with us for a while, so small world. So one, so you said source books for heroes and fantasy.
Yep.
So heroes has always been our stock and trade. So can you throw anything out there? Or can you say if it's like a new setting or if it's a story arc?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, all right. Well, as I...
No, there's going to be a new setting.
All right. Is it going to be the city of Cascade? Because that's what I'm working on.
No.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I'm slow as hell with it, but ever since I heard everybody talk about having a dark gothic city, I said, you know, someone should do that, and if it has to be me, by God, I'll give it a try.
Palladium Fantasy?
No, in Heroes Unlimited.
Heroes Unlimited?
Yeah, Heroes Unlimited, yep.
So a city where vigilantism is completely discouraged, you have to bat me. Everyone has to bat me, and I think that's a cool idea. So can you say anything about the fantasy books, or are we just going to have to guess for the moment? Because we know that Heroes Unlimited's got a new setting, and that's great. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be fun, I think.
Hey, excellent.
When I pitched it to Charles Walton, he was like, oh, my gosh, you got to do this. So.
Excellent. So is this something that you're going to have a freelancer do, or do you have your own personal input going in?
Oh, no, I'm doing the initial book.
Excellent. Setup, all right. So quality.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Anything going to advance the storyline for Robotech? Beyond Shadow Chronicles?
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting choice.
That's a good question, and yes, we're talking about...
Roger Waffen, ladies and gentlemen.
We're looking to do several source books that advance that storyline.
Really? So are we going straight into full Haydenites, or is there anything...
Well, I don't think we can do Haydenites, because...
Oh, you don't have access to the rights for the Del Rey series that went into the circle for the Robotech novels that were done?
Tell us, Senator. Roger's grilling them, and he's not even... That's awesome.
We do have some limited rights because,
okay, cool.
Harmony Gold.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
Harmony Gold's always been very interesting with how it's chosen.
They've been actually pretty good. They've been very good to work with. And I know they get a bad rap sometimes, but they've been great to work with for us.
They brought Robotech to America, so I can't fault them.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So,
that was the first major anime I said I'd ever seen.
The main thing I remember from Robotech was looking at my mom one day and said, Mommy, what happened to Roy Foker? She looks up, let's watch something else.
That's
my first memory of Robotech.
That's funny, because I had a similar experience.
You were 4 years old watching Robotech?
No, son was 4 years old. And, of course, he loved Rick and Roy.
Uh-huh.
And when
Big brother,
Roy falls over dead, he's like, first, oh, my gosh, Roy's dead. And then the second question was, why didn't he go to the hospital?
Because Roy Foker was an idiot, apparently.
So you automatically knew
your
son's a gamer.
I like to think he was in shock, but
We're in middle school. The next day, that was everything. That was all everybody was talking about.
Roy Foker dead? Optimus Prime. Spoilers.
Well, I always looked at it as he was war weary because he was part of the previous war.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it was just enough. And
he was tired of the EBSIS and all their, third world cronies. And what would really be nice if we got some definition of what exactly was going on in the global war. Because it never was ended. It was just kind of
TOS Earth style prequel to Robotech.
Yes.
Before Robotechnology became a big thing, but that's an interesting idea for a source book. Write it. Put it in the Rifter. Get it done.
So one of the source books we're looking at doing for Robotech is going to be, or I think tentatively we're calling it the Ghost Fleet.
Ghost Fleet.
Okay, and we're going to deal. We're going to deal with pirates,
okay.
Space pirates, and rogue forces, and
right.
some of T.R. Edwards' Ghost Squadron.
Well, this will be out in space, so.
And this will be set at after the current series.
It'll be set. Sort of in the sort of Sentinel timeline.
All right, Sentinel.
So
timeline.
Sort of
all
between
right,
like sort of when Expeditionary Force. Got to Tyrol.
Well, it's all timey-wimey when you get
space
folding involved.
Yep.
So,
T.R. Edwards' Ghost Squadron?
All
those miscreants were killed.
I am not a miscreant, goddammit.
Well, neither was Kane, and he hated his father.
We have definitely got all kinds of ideas for stuff.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to everything. I think we got a few other things to run for, and I'll let you
Here.
Thanks for letting us know. Thanks for asking your questions here with Roger Wathen's hard-hitting interview, available only at Guides to the Megaverse. See us next time. 20-year mission for better role-playing.
There you go.
Catch you guys later.